You can eat Johnson, and you, sir, can have my leg.
Oh, yes, good idea.
Excellent thinking.
Or else we could have hodges in the morning.
The bowels.
We could have sort of Johnson Kedgerini.
Hello. As a naval officer, I abhor the implication that the Royal Navy is a haven for cannibalism. It is well known that we now have the problem relatively under control, and that it is the RAF who now suffer the largest casualties in this area. And what do you think the Argyles ate in Aden? Arabs? Yours, etc., Captain B.J. Smithick, in a white wine sauce with shallots, mushrooms, and garlic.
Hi, I'm a young American boy, and you're a young American girl, and it's a young American Saturday night. I just got paid, jump back in the alley, and all that, and you're pretty heavy, and I want to ask you a question. Do you do the evil things I've heard about at school? Do you do the naughty things I've heard about at the beach? Do you do the kind of things they do in motion picture theaters where old men go to reach down into brown bags and pull up funny things that look like red tigers in the night? Anybody who listens to this album must know I'm as pure as driven snow. Go, go. And don't you wish you could sing so free and be thin like me in all this fantasy? And anyone out there who might be a girl or a woman, a teenage woman, a teenage woman, teenage woman, a teenage woman, a teenage woman, yeah! And he had 2 million selling albums, too. And if you're a teenage woman and you want a teenage man, all you have to do is look on the label, send me a picture. Send me the type of person you are on a verbalization level in writing. And if you're heavy, I'll call you.
It's crackers to Slipper Rozzer the Dropsy and Snide. A public reminder from WMFO, Medford.
The initial radio obituary is for William Russell Staines. He was an American folk musician and singer-songwriter from New Hampshire who wrote and performed songs with a wide array of subjects. Called the Woody Guthrie of my generation by singer-songwriter Nancy Griffith, he also wrote and recorded children's songs. Bill Staines was born in 1947 and raised in Lexington, Massachusetts. He began his professional career in the early 1960s in the Cambridge area. He began touring nationwide a few years later. In 1975, he won the National Yodeling Championship at the Kerryville Fox Folk Festival in Texas. His songs include Bridges, Crossing the Water, Sweet Wyoming Home, The Roosevelt Fair, A Place in the Choir, Child of Mine, and River. Staines died from prostate cancer on December 5th, 2021, at the age of 74.
Oh, the night was clear, and the stars were shining, and the moon came up so quiet in the sky, and all the people gathered round, and the band was a-tuning. I could hear them now playing Coming Through the Rye. You were dressed in blue, and you looked so lovely, just a gentle flower of a small town girl. You took my hand, and we stepped to the music with a single smile. You became my world, and we danced all night to the fiddle and the banjo. They're drifting tunes seemed to fill the air so long ago, but I still remember when we fell in love at the Roseville Fair. Now we courted well, and we courted recorded dearly, and we'd rock for hours in the front porch chair. Then a year went by from the time that I met you, and I made you mine at the Roseville Fair. And we danced all night to the fiddle and the banjo. Their drifting tunes seemed to fill the air so long ago, but I still remember when we fell in love at the Roseville Fair. Here's a song for all of the lovers, and here's a tune that they can share. May they dance all night to the fiddle and the banjo, the way we did at the Roseville Fair. May they dance all night to the fiddle and the banjo, the way we did.
Post-initial radio obituary is for American soul and R&B musician Joe Simon. Joe began as a gospel artist singing with the Golden West Singers in the Bay Area in California. Simon charted 51 U.S. pop and R&B chart hits between 1964 and 1981, including 8 times in the U.S. Top 40, 38 times in the Top 40 of the U.S. R&B charts. In the late 70s and early 80s, Simon decided to remove his tenor bass baritone voice from secular music world and devote it and other parts of his life to Christianity. Simon began preaching in Flossmoor, Illinois. In 1983, he produced the album Lay My Burden Down for former Davis Sisters second lead, Jackie Vertel. Simon briefly returned to secular music in 1985 for his Mr. Right album. Though none of his singles charted, he went on to release a gospel album titled This Story Must Be Told in the late 1990s. Joe Simon passed away on December 13th, 2021, at the age of 85.
Oh, to love you. Didn't you know it, babe? Didn't you know it? Why couldn't you be content with the love I gave? Oh, yeah. I gave you my heart, but you wanted my mind. Oh, yeah. Your love scared me to death, girl. Oh, it's a choking kind. That's all it is. You can kill a man with a bottle of poison or knife. I know you can. It'll hurt him more to take his pride and ruin his life. Oh, it's a shame, girl. Whatever it is, girl, I surely hope you find. Oh, yeah. I tell you that hat don't fit my head. Oh, it's a choking kind. Oh, yeah. It make me wanna. Oh, yeah. Oh, listen to me. When you fall in love again, girl, take a tip from me. Oh, yeah. If you don't like the peach, walk on by the tree. That's what you better do, honey. Find what you want, girl. Keep it, treat it sweet and kind. Oh, yeah. Get the choking kind. Oh, no. Don't break your heart, baby. Oh, no. I know you love me. Really, I do, honey. I tell you, your love scared me to death, girl. It's the choking kind. That's all it is. I got to say it again.
The next radio obituary is for Florence Aronson, known professionally as Flo Ayers. She was an American radio actress and founding member of the Washington, D.C. chapter of SAG-AFTRA. Born in Baltimore in 1923, she broke into radio in the late 1940s in Washington, D.C., and was one of the first women to make the new technology a full-time career. In the 1950s, Ayers teamed up with Walt Tees, another nationally known voice from Baltimore, to become one of the first freelance voiceover teams in the radio industry. Over the next 30 years, she, along with Tees and another personality, Joe Knight, recorded thousands of commercials and syndicated programs on a national scale, mostly at Baltimore's Flight 3 Studios, and overseen by legendary audio engineer Lewis Mills. In retirement, even in her 90s, she still produced occasional spots from her home in Baltimore and from nearby BH Audio Studios in Pikesville, Maryland. She died at her home in Baltimore City on January 14, 2022, at the age of 98. When you hear her, you'll say, oh, I know this voice.
Flo Ayers.
All this week, I'm going to tell you about a little chicken whose name is Henny Penny. When an acorn fell on her head, she met Cocky Locky the rooster, who said,
"This is your lucky day. I'm gone with you, Henny Penny."
Then later, they met up with Goosey Lucy, who was taking a mambo lesson. She said,
"What? The sky is falling? I'm going with you."
Right now, it's time to say goodnight. So until bedtime tomorrow, sweet dreams.
We've done some of the planning for you through your pension plan.
Manatees, the sirens of the sea. The manatee has been romanticized as the mythological mermaid that ancient sailors glimpsed in the vast openness of the ocean.
I heard you on the wireless back in '52. lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Cleanup Radio obituary is for Ernest Mitchell Andrews Jr., known professionally as Ernie Andrews, an American jazz, blues, and pop singer. Andrews was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1927, but grew up in Los Angeles and is said to have been discovered by songwriter Joe Green in 1945. He was a member of the Harry James Orchestra, debuting on November 26, 1958, at the Blue Note Jazz Club in Chicago. He recorded with Columbia Records, Dot, Capitol, and many others. His career declined in the 60s and 70s, but would rebound in the 1980s. He recorded with the Cap Pierce Juggernaut Band, Gene Harris, Jay McShann, and the Harper Brothers. Andrews played a leading part in the documentary film Blues for Central Avenue. Andrews died on February 21st, 2022, at the age of 94.
Hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory, hickory dickory, hickory dickory dock.
Mop.
Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran up the clock. Just as I was getting ready to kiss my steady. Hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory dock. The mouse ran down the clock. I thought I was dreaming, so she began screaming, Hickory dickory dock. Oh my, why do the girls have to be so dainty and shy? My, my, by the time she finally got settled, it was time for me to say goodbye. Hickory dickory dock, Mr. Mouse stay off the clock, especially when I'm getting ready for petting. Hickory dickory dock.
Guess what? Well, that was a horrible whistle. Let's try that again. Probably because it's too fast on my thing. Let's try it again. Guess what? Computers. Samuel William Henry was an American drummer, best known for his work with the punk rock group The Wipers. He was inducted in the Oregon Music Hall of Fame in 2011. Sam Henry was born in 1956 and had been drumming in bands in Portland, Oregon for four decades. He had played in The Wipers, The Rats, Napalm Beach, Poison Idea, Snowbud, and Flower People, and Morgan Grace, among others. His bands were a staple at Portland's legendary Satricon. Though some may think of Sam as Portland's quintessential punk drummer, he was also played funk with Shock, and 1930s swing jazz with Stolen Sweets, and even country roots music with Michael Dean Damron, as well as most every other genre of music. He was also a music instructor giving drum lessons to many up-and-coming musicians. Henry died from complications of stomach cancer on February 20th at the age of 65. The pre-anti-pen ultimate radio obituary is for Richard Dean Taylor, who is a Canadian musician most notable as a singer, songwriter, and record producer from Motown during the 60s and 70s. Taylor was born in Toronto, Ontario in 1939. He began his career in 1961 as a pianist and singer with several country music bands in Toronto. Taylor also made his first recordings in 1961 for the Audio Master record label. The next year, Taylor's At the High School Dance, a single for Amy Mahler Records, was a minor success. His next single, I'll Remember, on the Barry label, was a number 23 success for Toronto rock and roll radio station Chum, C-H-U-M. And the singer decided to relocate to Detroit, Michigan to further his career in Detroit. Taylor auditioned for and was hired by Motown in 1964 as a songwriter and recording artist for the VIP label. After Holland Dozier and Holland left for Motown, success for Taylor came as a member of the Motown writing and production team known as The Clan. Together with Frank Wilson, Pam Sawyer, and Deke Richards, this production group was briefly the prime creator of material for Diana Ross and the Supremes. Among Taylor's successful co-compositions and co-productions during the 68 and 69 years as a member of The Clan was Diana Ross and the Supremes' number one hit, Love Child. Taylor resumed his recording career in 1970, becoming one of the first artists assigned to Motown's new subsidiary, Rare Earth, label, which was dedicated to white artists. In that year, his first Rare Earth single, Indiana Wants Me, became a number two hit in his native Canada and a number one Cashbox magazine in the U.S., the first Motown record by a white performer to reach that position. Taylor attempted a comeback during the early 80s, after which he had a hiatus from music industry. He also established his own recording company, Jane Records, in 1973. He built a recording studio at his home in Los Angeles and worked on an unpublished memoir of his time at Motown. Taylor died at his home on January 7, 2022, at the age of 82. He had been ill since contracting COVID-19 the previous year.
talk to. If a man ever needed dying, he did. No one had the right to say what he said about you. And it's so cold and lonely here without you. Out there the laws are coming. I'm scared and so tired of running. Talk to. It hurts to see the man that I've become, and to know I'll never see the morning sunshine on the land. I'll never see your smiling face or touch your hand. If just once more I could see you, our home and our little baby. Shame I put you through and all the tears. Hang on, love, to the memories of those happy years. Red lights are flashing around me. Yeah, love, it looks like they found me.
The anti-pen ultimate radio obituary is for Leslie Parsons. Leslie, born in 1931, was American classic cellist. A prize winner at several international music competitions, he appeared as a soloist with orchestras around the world and performed and recorded a number of chamber works. His playing has been described as characterized by a short technique and aggressive approach to phrasing. From 1954 to 1962, Parnas was the principal cellist of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. From 1962 into the 21st century, Parnas was one of the faculty of the Boston University School of Music. Parnas especially enjoyed performing in the Soviet Union, to which he made several concert tours, appreciating the responsiveness of the audience and the opportunity to improve Soviet and American relations. Boy, could we use him right now. After retiring, he moved to a rehabilitation facility in Florida, where he died on February 1st, 2022, at the age of 90. Have we ever played cello before in Bubbles in the Think Tank? I don't know. The penultimate radio obituary is for Kerry Michael Chater, who is a Canadian musician and songwriter best known as a member of the Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, but he was a successful Nashville songwriter for many years. I don't know if it's Chater or Cater, but Chater was born in 1945 in Vancouver, British Columbia. A bass player, in the mid-60s he joined a band called the Progressives. The Progressives eventually became part of Jerry and the Jerritones, and then Palace Pages. By 1965, Chater joined the Union Gap, which was signed by Columbia Records in 1967. Over the next 2 years, the band had four songs in the top 10. Chater wrote or co-wrote some of the album cuts and B-sides, and on rare occasions did share lead vocal. He and Gary, with him, the original keyboardist, left the band in 1970 as its popularity was declining. With veteran songwriter Charlie Black, he wrote I Know a Heartache When I See One, which reached number 19 on the U.S. charts and number 10 on the U.S. country charts in 1979 for Jennifer Warnes. He has also written hits with Glenn Ballard and Roy Bork, singer-songwriter Renee Amand, and his wife Lynn Gillespie Carter. The song I.O.U., co-written with Austin Roberts, was a nominee for the 1984 Grammy Award for Best Country Song. Lee Greenwood's performance of the song won him Grammy for the Best Performing by a Male Artist. He died in Nashville, or Kerry Carter died in Nashville, Tennessee, on February 4th, 2022, at the age of 76.
Make you to stay, yeah.
ultimate radio obituary is for Miss Sally Claire Kellerman. Born in California in 1937. Oops. Stop that. Born in 1937, she was an American actress and singer. Kellerman's acting career spanned over 60 years. Her role as Major Margaret Hotlips Houlihan in Robert Altman's film MASH earned her an Oscar nomination for Best Actress in a Supporting Role. After MASH, she appeared in a number of the director's projects, namely the films Brewster McCloud, Welcome to L.A., The Player, and Prêt-à-Porter, and the short-lived anthology TV series Gun. In addition to her work with Altman, Kellerman appeared in films such as Last of the Red Hot Lovers, Back to School, plus many television series such as The Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits, Star Trek, Bonanza, The Minor Accomplishments of Jackie Woodman, 90210, Chemistry, and more. Maron. She also voiced Miss Finch in Sesame Street Presents, Follow That Bird. At age 18, Kellerman signed a recording contract with Verve Records, but her first album, Roll With the Feelin', on the Decca label, was not recorded until 1972. A second album, Sally, was released in 2009. Kellerman also contributed songs to soundtracks for Brewster McCloud, Lost Horizon, Rafferty, and the Goldust Twins, and Boris and Natasha, the movie. Kellerman did commercial voiceover work for Hidden Valley Ranch Salad, Mercedes-Benz, and Revlon. Kellerman's animation work included The Mouse and His Child, Happily Ever After, Dinosaurs, Unsupervised, and The High Fructose Adventures of Annoying Orange. In 2013, she released her memoirs, Read My Lips, Stories of a Hollywood Life, describing her trials and tribulations in the entertainment business. Kellerman died from heart failure at a care facility in Woodlawn Hills, Los Angeles, on February 24, 2022, at the age of 84. I definitely remember watching her in MASH, so I have a little compilation of her in MASH coming up next.
Well, Major Burns is far from satisfied.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Frank Burns does not know his way around an operating theater. He does not know his way around a body. And if you will have observed anything, you will have observed that Major Frank Burns is an idiot. He has flipped his wig, that he's out of his head, that he's a lousy surgeon.
On the contrary, I have observed that Major Burns is not only a good technical surgeon, he is a good military surgeon. I've also noticed that nurses as well as enlisted men address you as Hawkeye.
Yeah, because that's my name, Hawkeye Pierce.
Well, that kind of informality is inconsistent with maximum efficiency in a military organization.
Come off it, Major. You put me right off my fresh fried lobster. Do you realize that? I'm going to go back to my bed. I'm going to put away the best part of a bottle of scotch. And under normal circumstances, you being normally what I would call a very attractive woman, I would have invited you back to share my little bed with me, and you might possibly have come. But you really put me off. I mean, you're what we call a regular army clown.
This letter has been written in the interest of army morale. As officers, we feel it is our duty to bring this unwholesome situation to your attention. We are writing this letter jointly to assure you that no one's personal feeling has any way influenced this report. I think it's a marvelous letter.
We make a good team, don't we?
We think the same way.
You're not hungry, are you?
Ravenous. How about you?
For you, Margaret. God meant us to find each other.
His will be done. No, Frank. No, Frank. I hope you...
Wait, get my zip. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, Frank. Hi. What's going on? May I join you?
Thank you. A little radio.
Oh, sure.
Oh, Frank. Oh, Frank.
Is this the Bickersons? I love them.
Oh, Frank, my lips are hot. Oh, kiss my hot lips.
Lips? Hot lips?
We have got to share this with the rest of the
camp. No, Frank. No, Frank.
$20
Huh? $20
Major, what went on over
there? Where's Colonel
Blake? Wait a second. You can't go and see Colonel
Blake. You shut up, you twerp! This isn't a hospital! It's an insane asylum! And it's your fault! Because you don't do anything to discourage them!
What do you want me to do?
Put them under arrest! See what a court-martial thinks of their drunken hooliganism! At first they call me a hot-lip, and you let them get away with it! And then you let them get away with everything! And if you don't turn them over to the MPs this minute, I'm gonna resign my commission!
God damn it, Hot Lips, resign your goddamn commission.
My commission! My commission! My commission!
A little more wine, my dear?
Yes, please.
Don't really see
why can't we go on as
How could I leave you? How could I go it alone? Could I wave the years away with a quick goodbye? How do you wipe tears away when your eyes are dry? Sweetheart, lover, could I recover? Give up the joys I have known? Not to fetch your pills again every day at five. Not to give those dinners for 10 elderly men from the UN, how could I survive? Could I leave you and your shelves of the world's best books and those evenings of martyred looks, cryptic sighs, silent looks from those injured eyes? Could I leave the quips with a sting, jokes with a sneer, passionless lovemaking once a year, and the lies ill-concealed, and the wounds never healed, and the game's not worth winning? And wait, I'm just beginning. What? Leave you? Leave you? How could I leave you? What would I do on my own? Putting thoughts of you aside in the south of France, would I think of suicide? Darling, shall we dance? Could I live through the pain on a terrace in Spain? Would it pass? It would pass. Could I bury my rage with a boy half your age on the grass? Bet your ass. But I've done that already. Oh, didn't you know, love? Tell me, how could I leave when I've left long ago? Love, could I leave you? No, the point is, could you leave me? Well, I guess you could.